It's so real. And I shared that on the bus. Man, it was quiet. Because God's not looking for us for our leaves. The Father's well pleased that we bear much fruit. I talked about it the Saturday. Yeah, that your fruit remain. I talked about it the Saturday before I left. That God's the vine dresser. Right? And you're his kids. And he clips stuff. And the great thing about clipping is that if you've ever topped a plant, two grow out. It bears twice as much fruit from one trimming. So if God clips you 10 times, let him clip away. That's another part of my prayer. You pray that one. God, clip away. I'm serious. Shake what needs shaken and break what needs broken. My God, have your way. And if anything doesn't seem fit, clip it. Because every time he clips it, more comes out. If you're afraid of being clipped, you will stay the same. I talked about us being living sacrifices. A living sacrifice, when God has a sacrifice on an altar, there's an altar and they bring the animal dead and lay it on top of the altar. And then they set it on fire. And as they set it on fire, the sacrifice burns and is an aroma to God. If you're a living sacrifice, that means that living, you have to be willing to crawl up on the altar. And when it gets hot, you don't crawl back off. You let God's purging flame cleanse you of all impurities so that you can be holy and acceptable and know what God's will is. Proving his will. It doesn't feel good, but it's important that we stay there because that's called obedience. And when God's